Bonjour. Au Conseil de sécurité de ce matin, j'ai informé mes collègues de l'action conduite par les forces françaises en République centrafricaine. En effet, après le vote de la résolution, le jeudi 5 décembre, nous avons constaté immédiatement que des exactions et des violences qui ont coûté la vie à plus de 400 civils, ce qui nous a conduit à accélérer l'intervention française qui a commencé dès jeudi. Cette intervention a permis aux forces françaises, appuyées par les forces africaines, de rétablir l'ordre dans la ville de Bangui, même si des violences éclatent de manière endémique ça et là. Et maintenant, nous avons également poussé des forces jusqu'à Bossangoa, dans la mesure où les ONG nous y signalaient des violences, pour là aussi y rétablir un minimum d'ordre. Et aujourd'hui, nous avons commencé le désarmement de toutes les milices, c'est-à-dire tous les groupes armés et toutes les milices. Et pour le moment, l'opération a commencé pacifiquement, mais nous sommes évidemment déterminés à faire disparaître toutes les milices, tous les groupes armés, des rues et des localités centrafricaines. Et mes collègues ont naturellement exprimé leur soutien à l'action des forces françaises. Par ailleurs, j'ai annoncé qu'au cours de ce week-end, le président de la République française avait annoncé que les forces françaises passeraient de 1200 à 1600 hommes et que le contingent africain passerait de 3600 à 6000 hommes, étant donné la dégradation de la situation. So this morning in the Security Council, consider, you know, I have informed the members of the Security Council of the action of the French Army in Central African Republic. As soon as the resolution was 2127 was voted on the 5th of December, and considering the degradation of situation in Bangui, the fact that there was widespread violence, we consider there were around 400 people killed. We have decided to launch the French intervention as early as Thursday night. The French forces have re-established law and order in Bangui, even if there is some looting in the periphery, because it's a bit of a game of cat and mouse. You know, when we are there, there is nothing happens, and from time, you know, when we are leaving, so. We have re-established, as I've said, a modicum of law and order in Bangui. We have also pushed two companies to Bossangoa, where the NGOs were warning us that there was violence. And from today, we have started the disarmament of all the militias and all the armed groups. So for the moment, the operation is running smoothly, but we don't have any illusion. In a sense, the most difficult part is ahead of us, but we are determined to move forward. The president, the French president, has announced that our contingent was from which was the decision previously was to have a contingent of 1,200. It will be 1,600, and we have already 1,600 soldiers on the ground, in the theater. And that the African force will go from 3,600 to 6,000. But of course, it will take some time, several weeks and maybe several months before reaching this figure.
There's some reports that in terms of the sequencing, that the Seleka rebels were disarmed first,
no.
That there's some kind of
no.
reprisals. Is that
no.
not the case?
No.
Channel 4?
No. No, by definition, because we are starting the disarmament in Bangui. In Bangui, you have only Seleka. The Esk Balaka are at 10, I guess, at 10 or 15 kilometers of Bangui, but we have already, got in contact with them to start the process of disarmament. For the moment, after the defeat of the Balaka, on the 5th of December, the Balaka were defeated and were expelled from Bangui. So in Bangui, you have only for the moment the Seleka. But all, of course, we are disarming, and we will disarm all the armed groups and all the militia. That was actually officially announced by the President of the French Republic in his speech in Paris.
You were discussing today Libya.
Yes.
Are you considering, reconsidering the
protection of the mission there, since the Mr. Mitri spoke about that misinterpretation of their presence in Libya.
So the question of the guard, you know, the fact is that the mission, the UN mission, doesn't have any protection, whatsoever. There was till the last day, there were not even two policemen in front of the gate. The decision was taken to discuss with the Libyan authorities to have a guard, and the Libyan authorities agreed to it. Of course, there was an agreement by the Prime Minister and the Minister of Foreign Affairs. So now the question of the interpretation of the guard, as you heard it from Mr. Meet, is on the table. The problem is on the table. So it means that we are going, as President of the Security Council, I told my colleagues that obviously we will have to revisit the issue, how to ensure the protection of the mission. You know, I think it's a reasonable request, considering the situation in Libya, to ensure the security of our people on the ground. Will it be through this type of guard, or maybe this guard in a different level, or another solution? We have to revisit the issue, obviously. There is a follow-up. What do you want? Yeah. They have been destroyed.
How sure it has been kept safely and nothing of it has
I don't know the issue. I simply heard that 9 tons have been destroyed and that the OPCW is working on the ground with the Libyan authorities.
Ambassador, considering the recent flare-up of violence, do you think that 1,600 French troops and 6,000 African troops would be sufficient to stem the violence and to restore law and order?
I think, as you know, in the Resolution 2127, it said that in 3 months, the Secretary General will transmit to the Security Council a report on the situation. So I think this report will be an assessment of the situation, whether, as I've already answered, whether the French and the African forces, are enough. It's not only in terms of personnel, but as you say, there is also the question of the financing of the African force. So I guess let's deploy the Africans and let's wait for the report of the Secretary General to see if the question is on the table, if we need to go to a peacekeeping operation.
But do you think that the current troop strength is enough for the next 3 months?
I can't know, because nobody may answer this question, because we really don't know. First, what will be the reaction of the militia and the armed groups? Are they going to fight? Are they going to flee? What will be their will? Or are they going to vanish into the nature? Second point, we don't know what is the situation in the country. So in the east of the country, for instance, you know, our force, the plan of our force is to move east. But again, we'll see what is the real situation, whether we need more forces, whether we need soldiers or policemen. You know, it's really a situation in flux.
Are there any, Ambassador, respected local forces or gendarmerie who could fill the gap and help keep law and order in Bangui when you move,
The armed forces, FACA, nearly vanished. So there are elements of the armed forces, so we will have to retrain them and to reform them. The gendarmerie or the police and gendarmerie, they exist, but they are totally without weapons. They have been deprived of their weapons. So here, of course, according to the figures I read, there are 6,000. So it will be our goal, of course, 6,000 for the police and gendarmerie. So, of course, our goal will be to in our jargon, to reform the security sector. But it will take time, you know, it's obvious. Providing the weapons, providing the training, it will take time.
What happened to their weapons?
Sorry?
What happened to their weapons?
I don't know. Yes?
Is France making any arrests in Bangui? There was one report of a former government minister who arrested. I wanted to know, that the case? Or
government, I don't know. But when we have elements with weapons, If they give up their weapons peacefully, of course, they are released. If they don't take up their weapons peacefully, they are transferred to the African force. But I don't have any information about a government official. I don't think the French forces arrested a government official. But if he was fighting, but I don't, you know, we don't have the mandate to do it, so we don't do it.
I understand you are working on a presidential statement on Libya.
Yes, on Libya, yes.
Do you expect it soon?
I suspect that we could have it in the... The goal of the pen order is to have it in the 48 hours. So ask UK. Okay, thank you very much. Bon appétit.